Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the University Uncovered podcast. My name is Kristen, one of the co-creators of University Uncovered. This week, we are diving into the topic of university applications. And in this podcast, we are focusing on those mysterious and feared supplemental applications. For those of you who don't know, select undergraduate programs across Canada require applicants to complete supplemental applications, which often are in the form of short paragraph answers, in addition to academic average and course prerequisite requirements. Today, I am so excited to be joined by Caitlin Kwok, a third-year health science student at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario. McMaster Health Sci is known for being one of the most competitive undergraduate programs to get into in Canada and is quite the unique supplemental application component. Welcome, Caitlin. I am so happy to have you here with us today.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me today. Like you said, I'm a third year health science student at McMaster, but I'm currently in BC because all of courses are online.
Awesome. Thanks, Caitlin. Now let's dive into some of our questions. So I know that supplemental applications are common for commerce programs, and I did many when applying to university, including one for my current program, Queen's Commerce. However, I believe they're less common for science programs. Did you find this to be true? And how many programs that you applied to actually had these supplemental application components?
Yeah, so I can't speak for commerce, but for science, for sure, it's definitely a lot more rare, I'd say, unless you're looking for a very specific program. So for general science at, like, for example, Western and Queen's and UBC, there's no specific supplemental application. UBC, you do have to do a personal profile just like everybody else, but nothing specific to science. It was really just McMaster I found that I had very specific supplemental applications. So I applied to two programs. So health science, which has kind of the infamous, very long supplemental application. And then integrated sciences was the other program at McMaster. And so they had a supplemental application that I actually didn't realize they had till about a week before the deadline. So that was a bit of a rush to the end for that one. But yeah, I'd say a little more rare for science programs for sure.
Cool. So for the most part, I know programs will release their supplemental application questions in the fall, but they aren't due for quite a few months. So when did you start working on your supplemental application?
So I'm definitely a bit more of a procrastinator. So the plan, the ideal plan, of course, was to start right when it got released, start brainstorming, start kind of mapping out what I wanted to say. With the McMaster supplemental application too, you usually have a couple of choices for the first and second question. So kind of planning between the two of those, what you would do. So what ended up actually happening was it wasn't until winter break till I actually got to start. Which is, I think, pretty common for quite a few folks, because with school, extracurriculars, and working, like, there's just a lot going on. So it's obviously really hard sometimes to sit down and just get them done. But I'd really recommend trying to have a brainstorm session as quickly as possible, particularly because sometimes the questions are quite abstract. I think one year, one of the prompts was even just why. And obviously, when you see that, you're going to need some time to think of why exactly and what you want to write. So yeah, I'd say definitely try to do that brainstorming session early. But obviously, if you aren't able to, it's not the end of the world. You can still start whenever it feels most comfortable for you. And so I'd say probably a month out from the deadline is when I really started taking a look.
Yeah, I agree. I think I did around the same thing as you. I think in the end, they just care that you have it in by the deadline for most programs. So I was the same way. I wanted to start super early and I did some brainstorming, but I didn't have my full thing all ready to go until the deadline, which I know is super common as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So for the Queen's Commerce application, I remember it was mainly aptitude based and asked a lot of questions about my past experience or how my past experience sort of related to commerce or would help me in my future business experiences. But I know that other supplemental applications include many seemingly open-ended questions that aren't directly related to the specific program of study. So from my understanding, I think the McMaster Health Science application has had references to ethics or philosophy or politics. So I was wondering how you went about approaching these questions.
Yeah. So I'm going to preface this by saying that I think every single applicant's answers vary quite a bit. just because of the nature of the questions and how specific they are to you. So personally, I first started just by reading over the questions, seeing what my kind of gut feeling was at the start, kind of seeing what I could potentially write about. So for some questions, you'll automatically lean one way. Other questions, you'll find yourself torn. One of the ones that I found myself kind of automatically leaning towards in my year was one of them asked about neologisms. So kind of create a word, explain why you want to create this word, what it means, why is there a lack of that word currently? And I knew right away when I read that I needed to steer in a different direction. And so I went towards the other one, which is asked more about what would you do if you could change anything about the status quo? And so obviously already from what you're hearing about these questions, those are very specific in terms of yourself and what direction you want to take it. And so this year I just took a glance over at some of the questions and very similar, lots of personality in there. And so I think my biggest piece of advice is to make sure you're being true to yourself. Your answers, don't try to tailor them to what you think that admissions people would like to hear. Don't try to kind of force in activities, I'd say. I think one potential pitfall is that you don't actually talk about the prompts too much. A lot of folks, because they're so used to, which is totally valid, but a lot of folks are very used to kind of trying to get in as many activities that they've done, try to link things. But if the question is, please describe this picture that we've given you, you probably aren't necessarily going to be able to tie that in as smoothly as if you kind of commented on whatever the prompt was itself.
I was just gonna say I definitely agree with that. I think answering the question is like one of the biggest parts. I think that's where people lose the most marks without even realizing it, because if you go off about how like great you are in these ways but that wasn't the question, they can't score you because these things are usually scored based on a rubric. So I think it's really important to keep that in mind. That's a really good point.
Yeah, I think for any application, really, a lot of the times you'll think, I really, really want to talk about this one thing I did, but there's nowhere for me to talk about it. Somehow can I cram it in? And like, I think that oftentimes can end up hurting more than helping.
Yeah, for sure. So along that point, do you think there were any classes or activities that you took part in throughout high school that you think helped you answer the questions or even just structure your thoughts for the application?
Yeah, well, I think firstly, obviously, English class is a huge part of your writing, but that's kind of a given for anybody. And with the flow of your writing, too, you kind of, a lot of people have their own style of it, and it isn't necessarily the same as the next person's, but if it works for you and if you feel comfortable writing that way, I'd say that's kind of the main part. In terms of activities and things, for sure, I think, especially when you're talking about like ethics or kind of your view on a particular how you approach a problem and your thinking process, a lot of the activities you do link into that inherently without you potentially realizing it. For example, if you played a sport, a lot of the skills that you're going to draw on, for example, about teamwork, about leadership, that's all going to come out based on your experiences and then into the paper when you start to write about, oh, well, this one time this happened, and kind of how you tackled that, showing what your problem solving skills look like, how you approach a problem. Do you look at other people's perspectives? Do you look at only your own? A lot of that, I think, really integrates. So I'd say, like, for me personally, things like sports, I was a first responder in high school. So that was kind of good in terms of communication, working with kind of individuals who aren't part of, or you might not necessarily be seeing, like your peers. Definitely for me, probably the biggest was work experience, just because I'd worked at Tim Hortons and Shoppers Drug Mart part-time. And you just meet a lot of people. So I think just really reflecting on your own individual things, it doesn't have to be like some amazing thing that you haven't, you don't have to have started a foundation or something incredible, which is amazing that people do these types of things in high school. But kind of reflect on your own experiences and just think about how you can apply them, I'd say. To be helpful in terms of what you can draw on.
Awesome. That's really good advice. I know that juggling supplemental applications on top of regular grade 12 schoolwork can be really stressful. So looking back, how did you feel throughout the process? And Do you have any tips for students who are currently going through that same process right now?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Grade 12 is kind of already a hectic year. And then you throw in the applications that you've kind of, so oftentimes a lot of folks have been waiting for these applications since grade 8. They've been thinking about, okay, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And so, yeah, when you have your schoolwork and you still have exams, they don't get put on hold just because you're doing applications and your extracurriculars. It can get really overwhelming. And I think the first thing to potentially do is talk to friends. A lot of people are kind of going through a very similar process during this time, so it can be sometimes helpful to talk to others, see what they're doing, what's helpful for them, what's hard for them. And sometimes it's just nice to hear, like, oh yeah, like we're all having these same issues. It's probably a good idea for us to help one another out and support each other in how we can. Obviously, that can have its own kind of flip side in the sense that if you are talking to people, sometimes that can add to the stress, especially if other people are kind of more expressive in how they show that they're stressed. So just being careful of what is working for you and whether maybe it is that you actually need to take a step back from talking to people about applications. Maybe there are some kind of self-care activities you do. Just making sure you're taking breaks, because a lot of the times you can get really carried away, I find, with applications and other things going on.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say, to your point, I think it's great to sort of support your friends and talk to your friends who are maybe stressed about their applications. But it's also a really good idea maybe just to do some things, schedule some time to spend together that have nothing to do with your applications or your schoolwork, just to decompress. Because I remember looking back, it can seem like that's all everyone's talking about, where they're applying, what programs, what applications they're doing. So it's really nice to have that time too, where you can just decompress and not even think about it, because you do have so many months to get these applications done. And so as long as you leave yourself some time, it is something to note that you don't have to stress yourself out or pull all-nighters to do. And if you like schedule your time and you make sure you have breaks and time just for self-care and doing the activities you love, that often helps you out while you're writing your answers and helps you out in your application as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And I really think like stressing that it's what works for you. For some people, like they need the, okay, I'll do a little every day. Other people need to sit down and just hammer it out and be done with it for a week. And like, that's okay. Do what works for your process. Do what makes you feel good. And don't necessarily get wrapped up in, oh, well, this person started 2 months ago. Why am I not started yet? Just focus on yourself and think, okay, like I'm doing the best I can. I'm just going to keep working at it. And just find support if you need it, or make sure you're taking time for yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. So how have you enjoyed your experience at McMaster and in health sciences so far? And do you think at the end of the day, was your stressful application process and everything involved, do you think it was worth it?
I personally love McMaster, and I love the program I'm in now. I'm not going to say, obviously, that might not necessarily be true for everybody. This is just my own personal experience. But I love the fact that it's a smaller program. So there's about 200 in my cohort. Obviously, the numbers fluctuate a little bit depending on the year. But that's a relatively small program, I'd say, in comparison to a large science program. So I just kind of loved being able to see the same faces. I like walking on campus, bumping into people, because it is a small campus as well. And I was very nervous going into it. I didn't know anybody. Nobody from my high school had applied. But the upper years are amazing in terms of they pair you up with a buddy. So once you get into the upper years, I became a buddy to somebody else and kind of so on and so forth. And there's just a lot of support and there's a lot of good energy, I find. Obviously, in any program, I'm sure there are times when you're not going to love it so much, depending on what's happening at the moment or kind of events that are going on. But I'd say personally, overall, I've just really enjoyed my time. I've enjoyed getting to do activities that I had never thought that I'd get involved with. I just say, like, I love it for now.
Awesome. That's so good to hear. I think I'm on the same page with you. Obviously, everyone's different with what suits them. But for me, being in a smaller program, I've really come to enjoy as well. And I know some people thrive in the big programs and they love that environment. So I think it's really key that you try to figure out what you're going to like for yourself. But I can say too that it's really nice to be able to be in a program or even get involved through activities, even if you're in a bigger program where you have that mentorship and you can talk to upper years. I find that it's really helpful. I'm doing the same thing where like I had a buddy when I was in first year who was like an upper year, and now I'm an upper year and I have a buddy in the first year. And I find that so helpful and just so fun, because a lot of the things you're so stressed about when you're in first year and you're so worried about, you realize like looking back and you, when you're in second year, you're like, oh, that was no big deal. Like you'll be fine. You'll get through it. But in the moment they seem like they're super big and scary. So I think that's like something everyone can keep in mind, that even though the application process can be so stressful and so scary, a lot of your worries and a lot of your fears, like once you get to school and once you settle into your program, you won't be worried about them as much at all.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Like so many things that you think were such huge parts of kind of your first year and that you were scared of or nervous of, which is also totally okay, end up looking back and you think like, wow, like that was okay. And like, if it was really challenging, then wow, I got through that. Like, that's incredible. And like, it's just really fun to look back, I think, on the experiences you have and obviously enjoying them while you're going through them to the best of your ability, I'd say.
Yeah, that's so true. Once you get past your first like exam week or exam season, you're like, wow, I can do anything after I went through that.
Exactly.
Well, amazing, Caitlin. I think that concludes our podcast for today. Thank you so, so much for joining me and sharing your experiences and advice with our listeners. We really, really appreciate it. For those of you listening, as always, feel free to send us an email at university.uncovered@gmail.com if you have any questions or ideas for future topics that you want us to cover. And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, including Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, for more university application-related content. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and I can't wait to chat with you all next week.